from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey firefighters are working on multiple wildfires today as our dry conditions continue. Jeremy Weber with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says since November, they've had to tend to more than 100 wildfires.
Crews are obviously getting tired because they've been running, but we will continue to do our job the best we can.
The New Jersey Forest Fire Service says the blaze in the Ocean County community of Jackson is 80% contained and has burned about 350 acres.
We've gone through a long drought, dry period here. So if you're sensitive to smoke or the allergies, it is what it is, unfortunately. But just continue to be smoke in the area.
That was Deal Carey with the Forest Fire Service. In Burlington and Camden counties, a forest fire is impacting areas in Evesham and Voorhees townships, with 104 structures threatened and 360 acres burned. That fire is 75% contained. Crews are also on the scene of a fire in the Glassboro Wildlife Management Area in Gloucester County. Plus, there's the Palisades Parkway wildfire that broke out this morning, affecting nearly 40 acres and is 30% contained. A New Jersey native has been named President-elect Trump's chief of staff after serving as co-chair of his presidential campaign. Susie Wiles, who was raised in Saddle River, will now become the first female chief of staff ever to a president. The Radio City Christmas Spectacular kicks off today with the Rockettes, including three from New Jersey. Tickets are available online, and the show runs until January 5th. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. Tesla is now a trillion-dollar company. Shares of the electric vehicle maker climbed more than 6% in mid-morning trading to push its market cap past $1 trillion for the first time. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 259 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Avenue, Ewing, or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will the sunshine be around this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. For tonight, clear skies, lows generally in the 40s, and the northwest hills will slip back into the 30s. Tomorrow, a cooler day despite a good amount of sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. For tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, still chilly. Temperatures falling back into the lower 30s in the northwest hills to the middle 40s at the shore. We'll see increasing in clouds for Sunday, though dry through much of the day. Highs generally in the mid to upper 50s, but we are watching for some showers arriving towards the evening with steadier rain possible into Sunday night. And as we head into early next week, perhaps a shower to start off Veterans Day on Monday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 60s then by the afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Sussex is 60 degrees, Trenton 65, Egg Harbor Township also 65. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Seasonal World Christmas Store. Open daily with a huge selection of everything Christmas to make your home a winter wonderland this holiday season. Located near Six Flags Great Adventure and the Jackson Outlets, they're truly worth a visit. When you think Christmas, think Seasonal World.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.